love. I'm so happy you're home. I couldn't wait for you to get off of work. Come here. Aw, look at you. All tuckered out. I bet the one thing you want right now is to kick back and relax. Isn't that right, love? Okay. Sounds like a plan. Go change and meet me in the living room. We're going to have a good time tonight, trust me. Oh, there you are, darling. Ooh, cool PJs. Can I feel them? Aw, they're so soft. Wait, didn't you get that on our last vacation? Yeah, the one shop that looked like a cabin and everything was on clearance. Yeah, we did go there at the pretty dead end of the season. Not many people were there, and we got a pretty good bargain on them. I love them on you. Now come here, my hard worker, you. Hey, I got an idea. Swing your legs over to me. Easy, dear. It's been a very long day. I know you've been on your feet for hours. I don't know how you do it. The things we would stand for a paycheck, right? Mind if I massage your feet for a while? Okay. Where do you feel it most? All right, I'll get right to it. Let me know if I'm pressing too hard, okay? Great. So, how was work? Uh-huh. Really? Oh, that's good. I remember you mentioning that the other day. Yeah, I bet. You know how people get closer to the weekends. And the church crowds? Oh, I do not miss those at all. Wait, what? They said that to you? Oh, love. Well, did you tell your boss? Darling, no one should feel like they have the right to treat you like that. It doesn't matter if they were a customer. You deserve respect. And just because you're working in retail doesn't mean people have the right to stomp all over you. Yeah. Sorry, honey. You just got home. I shouldn't work you up some more. Stress shouldn't follow you home. I just hate to hear about how there are people in this world that treat you that way. Now the other foot? Thanks, sweetheart. How's your ankle? I know that feeling. It's like a crank that's waiting to pop. Maybe if I massage it some more, the soreness should lighten up. It's the least I can do. Hey. You're home. You're safe. You can do whatever you want here. And I'm here to take care of you in any way that I can. And while we're here on the couch, are you in the mood for a movie night? Or maybe we could catch up on that TV show you like. Or maybe start a new one that's been in our watch list for months now. Oh no, no pressure, no pressure at all. Yeah, I get it. I'm not always in the mood for new shows or episodes because I'm not prepared. I don't have the mental capacity to take in new information or suspense for the sake of entertainment. Yeah, exactly. But you know what's not new? This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. And this little piggy had none, because they're a vegetarian. And this little piggy cried, I love you. I cherish you. And you deserve the world. No matter what rude customers say to you, all the way home.